Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, wearing a beautiful Chloe Collette dress, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm feeling amazing in my sheer cuffed shorts. Thank you. Gotta cut out. Gotta cut out from my belly button.
I personally am wearing a hot pink shiny slip dress from the Go-Go concept, so that's kind of my look today.
Real Girlfriends in Paris. Wow, what a great one. I love fun. This. Finally, the cattiness is coming out, the truth is coming out, the tears are coming out. I'm all in.
Makes me really sad that they're most likely not going to get a second season, because they are now at that place where they have given up on that utopian fantasy they had in the first episode. Like, we're just like girlfriends. We're just like here for each other. And now they like, there's like full on divisions, and I love it. I love when people
turn each
other down.
Sorry, I was taking a Topo Chico sip.
Oh.
Yes, I loved it as well. And not only because of that, it's just like the little offenses that aren't really offenses that start building and stressing everybody out. And then someone takes one thing wrong, which leads to them getting bitter, which leads to the other people not knowing what's happening. And it just, then they're mad at the thing that they're mad at, but they're mad at the wrong thing. And then before you know it, everybody's mad at each other and nobody knows why, really.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I love these kind of reality shows where it sort of is a whole bunch of relatively bland people, but then over the course of the season, it starts to chip away, and like the issues are not big at like on Salt Lake City, but they are just small little annoyances that just add up, and it's so good. And that's why when this episode, when they were finally being really the most outwardly catty they've been all season, it's more striking because they've all been so nice. And you're like, oh, they're being mean now. It's crazy.
And it's like shocking ones that are, because I always thought it was going to be like Victoria who turned first, you know, because she did throw the French fries.
Yeah.
Or Margot, because we've seen like a little glimmer of, you know, rudeness in Margot, but it's not the ones you think.
I know. So surprising. So let's get into it. Oh, by the way, join our Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, and you can get access to our bonus episodes and our videos. And on Mondays, we have Take a Seat on Spotify at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, but not this Monday, but other Mondays. So anyway, guys, it's 1 hour until the Chloe Collette fashion show, guys. It's like we're down to the gun. And Jenny, the woman in charge of Chloe Collette, she is in full rage smile mode. Oh my God, this is just peak Jenny, and I just love it.
She is. So it's 1 hour till, and Victoria's like, babies, I need to see a button over here. And Jenny's like, in the sketch, we did it different. Yeah, but it needs a button. Okay, I get it. I hear you. I got you. I do.
Down.
Maybe we have the button here. Maybe we do it up here instead. And she's like, that doesn't even make sense on this type of jacket, Jenny.
And Jenny's like, oh, you're right. No, you know what? You're totally right. But like, maybe I'd prefer these a little closer than maybe. You know what I'm saying? Because it kind of looks like, I don't know, like shit right now. I don't know. Just like thinking about it. Like, but whatever you want to do,
This is just coming from a woman who's never going to own a minivan because she never had the family she wanted in order to make this day happen. So whatever you think is best. But here's the thing. We need to focus on what we're supposed to focus on, because I'm supposed to be out there greeting guests. Like, Jenny, go, okay? Like, go greet Benji Button. Nobody asked for your fastener opinions.
Listen, you know, I only sacrifice having a family, having years of my mom not nagging me, and having pure happiness for this moment. But if you don't feel comfortable sacrificing the placement of that button, that's fine. That's fine. Put the button where you want to.
Just know that you're not denying your boss. You're denying a woman who's very, very sad about old eggs. So hope you feel good about that. Okay, I'm going to go greet people now.
I'm going to go greet people the way I did not ever greet first dates, okay? All right. Let me go do that right now.
I'm going to go welcome people into the show like I've never welcomed a loving partner into my life. Okay.
I'm going to tell them, hi, welcome to my fashion show. Hope you enjoy it all. Don't look too closely at the buttons because I did not sign off on their placement. They're a little wider than I would like, so just look the other way.
So Victoria's doing fashion things. She's just like, oh my God, maybe we shouldn't do that now. Let's like do that last. Oh my God, let's do this. BBs. Okay, here's what I want. Dress, pants, shorts. Okay, dress, pants, shorts, everybody. Say it over and over again, babies.
Babe, dress, pants, shorts, babe. And she's just like a lot of Project Runway down to the last minute stuff, and then there's just that poor guy Charles is just by an ironing board just going crazy back there.
Jesus. Yeah, he's like Jesus.
He's doing
Christ.
Everything and she's like, Charles came all the way from the Americas and like we're still not done. Like this is the work for five people and I'm internally freaking out. Like there's no time to freak out. Okay, there's only time for me to change, guys. Can I change?
So Emily comes in and she's kissing everybody and she's like, oh my God, you look so beautiful, Jenny. And Jenny's like, oh, you are so beautiful. Oh, and is this your mother? Why is she measuring the doorway? Oh, for curtains. Mom, stop. Leave the work at home. My mom's name is Victoria, too. Oh, great. Is she going to try and sabotage my business with her button dictatorship?
Oh, is she just going to put some buttons wherever she wants? Okay. My name's Victoria. They call me Inspector Drapes, and I'm here to fix this place up.
Oh my God, you just happened to be here at the perfect time. Would you like help walking to your seat? Oh my God, I'm not old. I'm 45.
Emily's like, I can't believe that Victoria and Jenny were able to swing this old fashioned show at Le Maurice. I feel like this is every girl's dream wedding venue. It feels very legit. I'm sorry to interrupt your talking head. I just want to say it's every girl's dream wedding venue, assuming they had full control over the buttons and where to put them. Okay, thanks. Go back. You can keep talking.
Well, it's not every girl's wedding venue. To some girls, it's their wedding to their career venue. So, yay me! Yay me!
And Jenny is like very high-pitched, meaning the rest of the cast. She's like, Asha, like so nice to meet you. Like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming. Oh my God, Asha.
Yeah, she's doing that. If I talk really nice, people will be tricked into thinking I'm like a fun-loving person. And yes. Victoria does the same thing too, which cracks me up, these two working together, you know, because it's like, oh my God, I'm like so stressed. Like, let me smoke a cigarette like a 10-year-old. Yeah, it's like so stressed, I can't take it. And the minute she sees anybody, she's like, baby.
Hi, baby, you look stunning. Oh my God, you look stunning. I was just like, I have a work call in 10 minutes. Yeah, that's my little flex right now. So then Victoria's like, girl, you're always on the grind, so I get it. Like, shut up, Victoria. Let's just let her take our call.
So then Margo comes in and this one of those like tulle dresses that's just like wrapped around, it's like a big tutu that's wrapped around your body but then belted in the middle. Very popular.
It's okay, sort
I've seen
of
them, yeah, all over television.
They're very popular. It's very on trend. It kind of reminds me of like the cobweb thing I have that's on the end of a pole and you put it up at the top of your ceiling and get the cobwebs, you know. That's not a critique of Margo. It's a critique of the current state of fashion.
I think it looks like one of those things you use to clean inside glasses.
I think it looks like, I think I'm out. I think it's really just those two things.
So Victoria's like, oh my god, like babes, I only like slept a maximum of 3 hours for 3 days. And Victoria the mom is like, oh, you're young, you can take it. She's like, oh my god, thank you, I just need a vodka, right?
Hey babe, what are you doing? Sorry, I'm just putting a drape on you, I can't control myself sometimes.
She's not a ghost, Mom. You don't even know how to hang them. I don't do ladders.
I can only drape what I can reach, which is why I put this cape on her.
So then Margot and Anya sit down together at this big table. And Anya's like, so, everything good? Everything okay? What's going on with you? And Margot's like, everything's okay, but I will tell you, like, I was very much put on a skewer back there. And I just played nice. And then Johan walks up in this, like, light purple tie-dyed trench coat with a matching muscle shirt underneath and a purple choker. And he's like, hi.
Hi. Margo's like, I'm very grateful I'm seated far enough away from Yuan so I have my space and he doesn't get on my nerves, but close enough that I can throw something on him if something goes wrong, but also like just far enough away that if he like farts, I don't necessarily smell it, and if I do smell it, there's enough time for me to like walk away, but maybe also like pretty close to him so that way like if I need the bread, I could be like, can you pass the bread? And then he'll be like, I don't want to touch a basket of food because I'm traumatized, you know, like that's kind of like what I'm really excited about.
So Terry, who is Victoria's mom, is in the back while Victoria's running around trying to get last minute things done, and she's like, honey, I need to get you an earring or something. You can't go out there with bare ears. I mean, they'll think, who raised this woman? It's like this woman was raised without dildo shops every other building.
Mom, no, I just want you to go, like, enjoy yourself. Like, you're here as a guest, and, like, you don't have to help. I promise, babe, Mom.
So back at the table, Anya's like, you know what? I was here in 2008 for New Year's Eve, and I fell in love with a hotel manager. And then I went to the Ritz, and I got elevated. Right, Mathieu? And he's like, sure, why not? Just, like, chugs back a drink.
So Aja's trying to make conversation, so she goes, Yuan, how old are you? And he goes, 26. And she's like, when's your birthday? November 4th. She's like, oh, Scorpio. Oh, that's funny. It's like, Scorpio, Scorpio, Scorpio. And they all start going like, Scorpio, Scorpio, Scorpio.
Scorpio, 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 Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio,
Scorpio, Scorpio.
So he's like, I'm not surprised Margot is Scorpio. And she goes, oh, really?
No, I'm not.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not. Someone stop this. Please stop this.
She's like, yeah, people usually aren't surprised because I'm just so, like, chill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, until someone crosses me, but it's, like, really hard for me to be, like, pissed. Like, but once, like, I'm pissed, like, there's no going back because, like, I'm so, like, loyal, like.
Anya goes, that's a warning. And Yuan goes, Margot, I must say, you don't need a stylist. And she goes, thanks. Tonight.
Dead. Also, I love this guy. Before he says this, he pulls down his jacket to like fall beneath his shoulders, you know, so it's like a, what do you call that, like a cowl almost, like around his shoulders.
like a cloak or a,
yeah it's so funny. He just like drops it to show his shoulders and he's like,
I have to say, you don't need a stylist tonight. You so got the punty.
Margo's like, Yuan, I think, is like trying to be passive aggressive, but I love my outfit. And I'm like, thank you. I don't care if you're trying to be a dick because I'm a little too lazy to fight back right now. So I'll just take it as a compliment.
I like that she didn't even get the joke because that was the compliment. He does like how you look right now, but that's it.
Yeah.
So Anya's like, where's the fashion? So Victoria is telling us, like, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen if we don't get this done in time. It's going to be, like, so embarrassing. We might have to cut from 7 to 5 five pieces.
7 pieces is already pretty low. I mean, She by Sheree is outpacing you at this point.
5 fucking pieces, and they look like on Project Runway when they make the things out of that. Like, what is the initial fabric they use?
Right. What I know what you're talking about. I forget what it's called, but it's kind of like the fabric.
Test fabric.
It's like the thing. Yeah, it's like a yeah. It's isn't like a crazy canvas, kind of.
Yeah, but we should know this. We're idiots. We cover Project Runway.
I'll text Dom. I'll see if he knows the answer. He'll know.
So
muslin,
yes, muslin? Yes, that's what it is.
I did that so, one myself.
Muslin, yeah. So anyway, that's what the stuff looks like. So Jenny is telling somebody, she's like, oh, I'm very sorry, a look didn't come. I was really excited for the lavender piece. Unfortunately, our designer had a game of order carbs and throw them on the social media person that day and didn't check the UPS. So could have had children. Okay, enjoy the show.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have like a lavender dress because, well, I guess some people in my office care a little bit more about buttons than they do about ordering the proper fabric. So anyway, have a great meal.
So Aja and Emily are talking to Gabrielle, the hot neighbor.
Yeah.
And Aja's like, I'm so excited to see these clothes. He's like, oh, every time I come, they're not sleeping at all at home. They always work, work, work. And Emily's like, yeah, it's like all Red Bulls and champagne. Red Bulls and champagne, am I right?
And then you hear like the tap, tap, tap.
Hey, everyone. Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for coming to my not children's birthday. You'll be... You'll be getting
my never mitzvah. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for coming to celebrate my loneliness today. You'll be getting an exclusive preview of some of the looks that we've done to collaborate together with. Collaboration, that's, I guess, something that people do with each other because I'm not used to that. So enjoy your evening. Have so much fun, and I'll see you soon.
I just want you to know tonight's theme is in honor of COVID and the little handy wipes that are passed out on airplanes. Thanks for being here. So this is basically just, you know, we've talked about these clothes before because I went on the website and checked them out a while ago. These aren't as ballet-y as those, but these are like short shorts, but with sheer material, like trim on the shorts. I was like, well, this is like crazy different. It's like the worst mosquito net ever. It's like dumb girls being like, oh my God, why do I still get mosquito bites?
Well, it's also like, it's interesting. If you go to the website, it looks nothing like what's on the website except, oh, I found it, actually. I just stumbled into it. The Ibiza dress. One of these is, oh, it's sold out too. So the one of them, the long dress that has like
that
the cutout.
That was pretty, I thought.
You see it?
No, I remember it from the show. What is it called? Chloe Collette.
Chloe Collette. Chloe Collette. Yeah, Los Angeles, Paris, and Geneva.
A modern collection of effortless fashion. Slip into something classic. Why is every model Lala? That's weird.
Well, so one of the models looks like actually Billie Lee from Vanderpump Rules. So I clicked on her to see if it was Billie Lee. And that's
she does for a night out. That girl.
Yeah. And so when I clicked on it, then when I scroll down, that's when I saw the Ibiza dress. And I was Ibiza. Like, oh, there it is. There it is, as seen in the Le Maurice Hotel.
$250. You better back the fuck up. Oh, and then the little shorts outfit is next to it. And we see Jenny finally got her buttons. I mean, Jenny, they went from one button to literally 6 buttons. Rowing that. Yeah, I don't know. I think the little pink one, the fairy dress, is cute. I like that one. Okay,
either
we need
way,
to stop staring
just,
at this website.
I know. It's just surprising that, like, looking at the website, there is a lot more color and variety. And so it's just strange that here on this national TV platform, they're like, let's do, like, the boring white clothing, you know? Anywho, but I'm not a fashion critic. What do I know?
So Anya's like, fashion gaze at this one, that's for sure. But yeah. I just wrote, wow, she could costume design for Orange County. A lot of cutouts. They love the cutouts.
So Anya's like, I can totally relate to Victoria right now. I'm trying to throw an event to launch my career, and I can imagine she has some stress trying to do it for hers. It's
like, Anya just trying to like wedge her storyline into the scene, basically.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I totally understand this. This is like putting a lobster in your hair.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Aja is not liking this at all. She's like, well, my ass could never. And then she says, is this shit even real? Or did Jenny just want a few Barbie dolls to flaunt in a fancy hotel? And Victoria just did her bidding. Shrug. I used to play with Barbie dolls, and they were about the same size as these models. I was like, well, have fun in fucking Paris.
I know.
I think you're living in the wrong place. Because isn't Paris still like clinging pretty hard to their...
You probably. Know, Victoria's probably like...
extremely thin models.
Yeah, I imagine. And then Anya tells us,
I would not wear Chloe Collette clothing because not many women can wear sheer white organza shorts, myself included. I would never dare. You know what I would wear? A big red shirt with a piece of metal on it.
Now, a blouse with boobies painted on the front? Yes. You know, leave a little something to the imagination.
I would wrap myself up in a melted clock, just like Dolly.
And Margot, of course, is like, I'm so proud of her right now. Like, I think she is, like, living in this moment. And it's, like, the first time, like, her mom can witness this. And, like, she's happy. And I'm, like, happy to, like, see her, like, happy. So, like, you know, yay. And then Emily's like, well, regardless of whether I like the clothes or not, a lot of people out there, well... So I'm
it was a beautiful show, and I'm still incredibly proud of Victoria and her non-Sonia Raquel fashion house.
How can you not like this? At least half of these clothes are made from sheer curtains.
I know. I'm getting a lot of inspiration for draperies from these clothings.
So then Victoria gives a speech. She's like, babes. Oh my God. And then the mom does that mom thing where she's like, that's my daughter. I was like, okay.
She does. Okay.
This is supposed to be a professional event, ma'am. Get it together, Terry.
But then, of course, they bring Terry on up to the stage or the front of the room, and she's just like crying. She goes, my first time to Paris, and I wouldn't want to come to any other time than for this. I'm just so proud of you in this city of penises that you found a way to make a pretty dress.
Victoria's like, I just want an honest, healthy relationship with my mom, and I just like cross my fingers that that's going to come out of this. I wouldn't miss this for the world, honey.
She just keeps talking as if her mom is just a total monster. And her mom is like, gee whiz, this is the nicest hotel I've been in. I'm so proud of you, my sweet, sweet daughter. Yeah, we have such a fraught relationship.
So then Anya is, so that's over, right? And doesn't she tell her at one point, doesn't the mom go, that was really good, babe. I've been to a lot of fashion shows in Dallas.
That was later on, yeah.
I was wondering why it wasn't in my notes. I was cracking up. This is way better than those.
Yeah, I thought for sure when that Miss Leanne Locken arranged those fashion shows, I thought, wow, that I'll never get anything better than that. But then I saw your show. It was wonderful. My one note about your dresses is, so what else can they do? What do you mean? Like, okay, that was the first look. Where's the other 82 looks that they can do?
In Dallas, one dress is 57, honey. You know, the last fashion I showed, the girl walked down the platform in Dillard's and straight into a Sbarro. You all got pizza here? So then Anya is at a meeting with this lady, Nadine. She's a jewelry designer, and she's made hamburger rings where you layer the different section. Each ring is a section of the hamburger, and they layer on your finger to make whatever kind of burger you want.
I kind of love that.
I do too, actually. And Anya's like, is this
this is true? So this is a vegan burger ring? And I'm like, oh my God.
Can you say more about the time we live in?
Right.
Even your ring, you even have to have a vegan version of your ring.
I thought she was cracking a joke, but you never know, honestly. So Anya's talking about...
Oh, like, maybe it was, and I'm just dumb. I was like, what is it, a chickpea burger? I can't!
It was a surrealist joke, Ronnie. It was a surrealist joke. It was researched from old lithographs of Salvador Dali's joke book. So okay, anyway...
You know what? I'm an idiot, and that's just how it is. I learned from my mistakes so I can eventually be a maven, okay?
So she's doing her whole spiel about Maison Firestone and talking about how you can have your stuff here so we can see how what it's like to live with your brand. And it was very funny because I had my closed captions on. I was watching it on YouTube TV actually, and the closed captions got like one small thing wrong, and I was too dumb to realize it got anything wrong. And so she tells Nadine that she got a beautiful townhouse with a Dali sculpture and then some food objects. But the closed captions said it was a deli sculpture. So I was like, I was going to do a whole bit, Ronnie. I was like, oh my God, like a sculpture full of hams and cheeses and turkeys. Because honestly, I kind of feel like Anya would do that. She would just have like a giant pile of cold cuts. Be like, it's surrealist.
So well, she really is upset. Featuring a hamburger ring. So yeah. There you go.
I was really upset. It was just a Dali sculpture, not a deli sculpture.
Nadine's like, well, you know, it is important for brands to recognize artists and artists to come together with brands so that their blah, blah brand can be like, and if I'm going to trust anyone with my brand and my art, it's my art that's branding and it's yo. I was like, nobody's buying those burger rings. Just say that. Okay. Yes, you can put your burger rings in the townhouse by the deli tray.
I just like her spiel. Like, you know, that this whole thing about like, if there's anyone I trust this very important brand with, it's you. It's like, she's got cameras. That's all. Just say, well, you're on TV. I've got rings. You can have them, you know?
So, you know what's super important to artists? Commerce. What?
Commerce,
super important. So Victoria is taking her mom around town, and she's like, Mom, this is the lube.
The lube? Oh my God, why am I even surprised? Slip it in!
And now we're at Cafe Marley. Cafe Vagina? Is that what you said? Mom, that doesn't even sound like that. Wow. Cafe Orgy?
This is Foy Grace. Wow, this is better than a filet mignon. Well, off to the Eiffel Tower. Oh, it's a lot bigger than the one on my dashboard. Don't tell me there's going to be a giant fuzzy dice hanging above us soon. God, this town is sexy.
So then Margot and Maria are going to look at fabrics. And Maria, well, their fabrics like arrive. And so Maria's like holding one up. She's like, do I look like a poussin? And Margot's like, you look like a peeps. She's like, I don't know what that is. It sounds American and stupid.
So then Aja and Emily are walking over to meet Anya at a beauty place. And Aja's like, oh my God, why does she pick something in the 8th? Ugh, I miss the south of France. And Emily goes, I can tell with your mommy milkers out.
I feel like I'm not in Paris anymore. I was like, wow, they really don't like the 8th arrondissement. So then they go into a nail salon, and Emily goes, wait, this is the most chicest pedicure situation of all time. Okay, hold on. Can I put some drapes on your foot bowl? Thanks.
The most chicest. Wow.
The most chicest.
Bless your heart. So Anya's like,
sorry to make you come to the 8th, girls, but they're pet friendly here, and God forbid my dog spend 1 second away from me. You'll see what happens later when he actually has to. It's hilarious.
And then Aja goes, fur enough. It's a joke. Oh. She said it, not me.
My brain.
I was repeating it.
My brain was literally scrambling right now. It's like, what's happening?
Fur enough. there's nothing more to it than that.
So my brain really shifted right now. So Anya's like,
well, it's a few days out from the event, and some would say don't waste your time on a mani-pedi, but I would say just the opposite, because if I'm serving the gorgeous flavors of Dali, turkey, ham hock,
sopressata, jamon, my nails, when my, I can't do that when my nails are more are messy like a Jackson Pollock instead of a Vermeer.
Mm. Emily's so like, then, they give them some champagne and Emily's like, wait, I do like this place. And Aja's like, so let's
you
talk.
Want to get lunch? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, they go, yeah. Do you want to get lunch? And, she, and Emily's like, there's a poke bowl right next door.
I don't know why that cracked me up. Because, you know, they're like, let's go and like get like a cute baguette and like look at cheeses. I want poke.
I don't know why, but Emily makes me laugh everything just, she says.
I know. Just like, because I'm just imagining her like going up to the poke store and like picking out fish and just like fogging up the little window and be like, ah, that one, what's that? Tuna. Okay. And that one, salmon. And that one, that's the tuna again. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Wait, I thought salmon was the pink one. Well, this is red. Well, I mean, you know, tomato, tomato, am I right? God, which one is the most cutest?
What about that one? Spicy tuna. But it doesn't look like the regular tuna. She's questioning the fundamentals of poke.
So Emily's like, well, I thought the event itself was beautiful. Because they're talking about Chloe Collette now. She's like, the event itself was beautiful. And they're like, oh, shady. She's like, what? It was like a wedding.
Yeah. She's basically, they can all tell that she's just trying to be really polite about that. She thought it was stupid. And Anya's like,
I just think that the Maurice Hotel upstaged the collection, and I was just trying to understand what the brand was and if that brand could fit inside a townhouse with a stack of deli foods.
Yeah, there's really no brand identity and no curtains. I mean, is anyone going to take them seriously? Seriously.
So Anya says,
the venue was off. Chloe Collette is not a high-end luxury brand, and the person who would buy Chloe Collette is not necessarily going to be going to have dinner at Le Maurice. The person who'd be buying it, it's a slut. Let's be honest, it's a slut. So maybe she would be at the hotel.
They should have actually just done it right in front of the Poke place, as Emily says, here in the 8th.
So she's like, I know they wanted to make a splash, but it still has to be on brand to tell the story of the company. And Emily's like, I was just expecting more. I mean, given the setting, the whole hype, I mean, it looked to me like undergrad student. I'm just being honest. It's like, damn, Emily came to play today. What the hell?
I know. She's like, well, spend 1 week at Sonia Raquel and she's got all the opinions. So I was just like, you know, I mean, that's the span of her education. I mean, one thing I was frustrated with was that when we were in Cannes, she was like, oh, we're going to have all these like ranges of sizes and like super diverse models. And then every single model was shaped like my fork. Speaking of which, Pokey, anyone? Are we going to do the Pokey? Have we settled? Can we just like put that issue to bed already? No? Okay.
And she's like, you know, even if you sized it up, that still would be accessible. And Emily's like, you know what? To me, it's just like so hyped up. Like she didn't have time for like weeks. I mean, come on. It was like 5 toilet papers on a roll. You know what I mean? And Anya says,
well, real friends should be telling it how it is, sometimes delicately. But I hope my friends would tell me if they had an issue with one of my events.
Like, if one of those girls said they didn't like the lobster in your hair, you would have had a nervous breakdown right there.
Yeah, she would have. So I was just like,
I like to listen to my friends, and I like to be a sounding board, and, you know, but there's a give and take. And with Victoria, there's always such a huge focus on what was going on in her life. Like in Cannes, the person I learned most about was Victoria. And then we get the flashback montage of Victoria being like, yeah, so guys, like when I get back, I got so much work to do. I've got all these different colorful dresses to make and different sizes. Just like a lot of work, guys.
My favorite was when she goes, yeah, my best friend came over in the morning and he like designed the entire kitchen from scratch. What kind of morning was that? What's happening over there? So Aja's like, yeah, and I don't think that she could say that she knows all of us. And Emily's like, you know what? You give your advice and you give her a shoulder to cry on, but like I wouldn't let it affect you, really.
Yeah, but like, let's listen to what she's like. I'm always like, let's listen to what she's about to say, because like, maybe she's about to say something incredibly pertinent, but most of the time it's incredibly ordinary.
Yikes. They just went in really hard. And I also like that they're, I just started this whole thing last week of like, oh my God, they're like a clique. They don't even like us, which I don't know that that was necessarily true. I think she was maybe being a little sensitive because those girls weren't being mean. But now it's turned into, now there is a clique. It's these three just ragging on the other girls. And that's what I was talking about earlier. I love when that happens. Like, oh, really? They're going to be a clique? Let's talk shit about them. And then the two other girls don't even know what's going on.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's a classic high school thing where you've got like the popular girls and then the girls who are just not popular. And so the girls that are not popular like bond by their mutual frustration with the popular girls. And then they're the ones who actually wind up looking cliquier and meaner than the popular girls themselves sometimes.
It's that was me. Life. Did you have a camera in my locker? Okay. So, now we see this very fashionable dog. I mean, this dog is gorgeous. Yeah, and like it even poses for the camera like, hello.
It was so, was it a Shiba Inu or something like that? It looked like a little white Shiba Inu.
I'm too poor to understand what that dog was.
It's a wealthy French dog and nothing more. So then, Margo is, she's at Maria's place and Margo's like, I'm sorry, I'm sweatpants galore today. That's also my drag name. And so Margot finally meets the seamstress for her collection, and she meets Maria's cousin and all this stuff. And they're just like talking about like the slip dress and the design and the fabric here and fabric there. And Margot goes, it's so weird to see something concrete that I've done. It's like, I don't know if you've done it, but, and then Maria goes, well, it's not concrete yet. She goes, no, I know, but like, this is usually the stage where I bail out. So, like, it's come pretty far considering I haven't bailed yet.
Yeah, this is, like, crazy. Pinch me. And so she Maria's like, okay, try on the dress then. Start with this hot pink you insisted upon. So she puts it on. I'm sorry, but this looks crazy and cheap. And on a slip dress, you should not see all the seams bunched together like that. It looks like not good. These don't look good.
I mean, I don't know because I don't know the rules for slip dresses. It definitely looked cheap, but I'm going to give it a little bit of grace considering it's not finished yet. But it definitely was giving, it kind of looked like clothes that people wear to like sorority formals and stuff. I don't know. Yeah. Not a fashion gay. Don't take my word for it. Okay. If it speaks to you, then I feel like support the go-go concept.
Well, it's the actual sewing. The seams are all like dimpled, you know? Hmm. And I know from Project Runway that is incorrect. Oh, wow. So Margo's like, well, you know, the dresses might look silly to you right now, but to me, it's an empire. Well, Maria, thank you so much. And I know I keep saying that, but like without you, none of this would be here. And she's like, oh, I'd put on my CV. She goes, yeah, maybe one day that'll matter, but like not today, but maybe one day it will. Hunt, without her, this literally would not.
I know. It would just be a pile of fabric, aka a Chloe Collette fall collection. So then now we go to Anya's apartment, and it's one day before her Maison Firestone event, and Anya is over capacity at the house because there's too much service staff. So she's just trying to make some last-minute adjustments, and she has Aja there, and they're trying to figure out, like, maybe Aja will help pass the food or whatever. And they're just kind of like trying to figure it out. And Anya's basically having a meltdown.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, I can transition to passing food. I mean, I'm already on the guest list. And then, you know, like, you know, we can make the girls help out. Like, Emily can probably, you know, stop looking in all the drawers for a drill and pass some goddamn canapes, you know. And she's like, well, I want a very, very big decollete. I wanted to put telephones inside of them, but maybe I'll forget that. Like, I'm having extreme anxiety right now. Extremely.
Yeah. So Aja was like, okay, how about I make you a spritz? And then we can just, like, talk shit about the other girls. Deal. So Anya tells us, there is no space for failure. I can't fail. I have nothing to fall back on. I love my life in France so much. It's really hard to accomplish and innovate despite what a creative artistic city is. Most people ended up in the guillotine. I'm like, girl, you're just having a party. Like, you can go back to the museum tours. You won't wind up in the guillotine.
So then Victoria is taking her mom around. Oh, she's taking her to Parsons, France. And so she takes her in there, and the mom's like, oh, well, this looks much safer than I thought. She's like, Mom, it's just like any other city, but like better.
But like more iconic and filled more with history. She's like, you're right. It's not, it's almost as pretty as Dallas. Mother.
They have fewer Dillard's here, but they do have more dildo stores. So you know what? Okay, Sarah. So Victoria's like, okay, Mom, this is where I spent my day and night. And we go through a year of concept research. And then we do presentations to professors. And then we do, like, fittings and changes. It's a really great working environment.
Where's the section where you call your mama and tell her all of this 5 years ago? Okay, is there a special room for that that you just never visited or...
Yeah, because Terry goes, well, that explains a lot of it. And part of me was thinking, oh, that's her way of saying that explains why you never called me.
Yeah, because all of this is like information that the mom has never even heard of. It seems like they haven't talked in years or something.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Victoria goes, yeah, definitely a great work environment. That's for sure.
And she's like, my mom has no idea I'm bisexual, and I have no idea of how supportive of that she's going to be. Your brother's a porn star, isn't he? Didn't her brother?
I don't think we talked about this, but that Zito kid from Real World Justin New Zito. Orleans did porn and stuff. I looked it up because I read it on Reddit, and I was like, Dustin Zito porn. And I was like, yes, Dustin. Now, there's a kid who doesn't need sheer shorts. Okay.
Yeah, he did like, he did like this, like, what was it, like a frat something where it was like a bunch of like straight or straight-ish guys in like a house, and they would be like frat boys, but then be kind of naked and jerking off together and stuff like that.
Kind of naked. That was not kind of naked. That was blowjobs and butt
full
stuff.
On.
Okay.
Yeah. No, and I just remember he actually, he used to go to our gym. He used to go to that 24-hour fitness, I believe. I think it was him. Because I remember being in the locker room and some guy was like, hey, I like your videos. I do really good work. And he's like, thank you. And I was like, what? Who is this person? And I was like, oh. So I just always remembered him from that very strange locker room moment.
Yeah. So I think your mom will be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So Victoria's like, well, I have a gay uncle, and the majority of my childhood, he was like, from my memory, he was like shunned away from the family. So I just hope this doesn't taint the experience. Is it too soon to use the word taint?
So this is where Terry's like, wow, that fashion show was fabulous. I mean, I've been to so many in Dallas, but none of them have been first class like that. Wow, that's exciting, huh? And she goes, yeah, Mom, it was really important for you to be here after everything we've been through together. You know, like me going off to fabulous Paris and you not receiving phone calls from me. We've been through a lot.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
She's like, yeah, I just want you to know your sacrifices were totally worth it.
Are you okay? Are you okay? You haven't
No, wait, accident. Hold on. I'm not done, Mother. I'm not done.
Okay,
but...
Are you sure I can't get a doctor for
mother,
you?
Mother! Wait until I stop making ellipses with my eyes.
Did you get some of that foie gras in your throat? Are you choking?
I'm bisexual, okay? I'm bisexual. God, why do you have to ruin everything?
Yeah, babe. I'm having like a friend come and like see me from the UK that I've been like talking to for a little bit. I'm just going to say it. I'm bisexual. You might see me with a girl. She goes, She goes, if that's what makes you happy. I'm not going to judge you. I'll leave that for God, okay?
And she's like, thank you, Mom. She goes, I just want you to be happy. It'll be nice. I just want that girl to make you happy, too. And, you know, it'll be nice to know that I'm not the only woman you drive to the loony bin. Okay. And Victoria's like, well, I don't want the family to be upset. Oh, fuck the family. We can adopt a baby. Oh, God, does everyone here turn gay? Explains the dildo stores. Really does.
So then they hug, and then she's like, you know, I want to say something to make you feel more comfortable about your deviant lifestyle. You know, there's a lot of things I've done in my life. You know, when your dad and I were trying to get back together, he brought a girl over and we had a threesome and we did it with her twice with Little Eiffel Towers. And I thought I would be I'd be the perfect wife to do what he wanted. And he didn't want to even be married. He just wanted to play. And I'm not embarrassed about it. Sure, I put things in things that I didn't think things could go into, but things went in there and I did it. I'm not embarrassed whatsoever.
She's like, oh my God, Mom, TMI. She's like, you know what? I don't even care. Hey, Parsons France, guess what? I've had a threesome and I'm proud of it.
Golden shower too. I'll say it all right now. Parsons Paris.
I'll tell you what, Gimp ain't just a river in Egypt.
You ever heard of a dirty Sanchez?
They used to call me Halftime Show by the time I found a willing football team. It's like, Mom.
Then she goes, now, do you feel like you weigh 300 pounds less? That's probably the only way to get into your little dress is there.
So now Aja is on a date with Alex, and she's like, okay, well, I read the reviews of this place online, but you know me, I trust reviews too much, so I guess I'll blame you if it goes bad. Okay. So, oh, we're celebrating. I might propose by the end of the night. Not kidding. Okay, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat?
So Aja got a new job. And she's going back to New York in March, early March, and then she'll be back in May, 2 months later. And she can still work in Paris, but she has to put in FaceTime with her coworkers. And she tells him, like, well, I'm going to New York, but hopefully I'm still going to see you. And he goes, huh. That inspires confidence.
And he takes a bite of something and it falls down his shirt and he goes, oh, I start dropping food now too. And she's like, what do you mean too? Am I dropping food a lot? And he's like, only when you're cooking. I was like, oh my God, if this guy spoke English as a first language, we would all think he was a fucking asshole.
Yeah. You're right.
But because he's taking pauses and kind of smiling to think of the proper sentences, we're like, oh my God, isn't he charming?
He's like, I'm a work in progress. We're like, oh my God, so sweet.
So she's like, yeah, you know what? It's because my kitchen's so small. It would be nice for you to see the New York side of me. He's like, I've never seen it. She's like, I know. So she's talking about how she's going to be leaving in March, whenever that is. I don't know when it is right now.
I think it's like around January for them right now.
Yeah. And she's like, so, you know, I know that we're new and I don't really know the intricacies of being long distance. And when I go back to New York, is that going to be like a break? What are we going to do? And he's like, been there, done that. And she's like, what? You've been there, done that. And he's like, yeah, never worked out. Cause she's like, why? And he's like, cause long distance. So
that lovely, delicate bedside manner there. And she just
starts crying. You're paying for this, right? You're paying for this.
You're paying for this little crumbs, huh? So she's like, sorry. She starts crying and she's like, I just don't want to fuck up one of the only good things that happened to me in a really long time. Well, there was that quiche you were going to make. You fucked that up when you spilled it on the floor, remember?
Think of me as your quiche.
So, you still had good times even though it was, I was like,
this guy's a fucking monster. So she wipes her tears and she's like, I mean, look, I know we're not there yet and everything, but like, I'm just so that type, I think of every outcome, you know. And he goes, listen, the future is like, you can still arrange things, but I know this, I really love you and we'll figure it out. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I'm back on his side. That's all she needed.
He also got up in the middle of that when she was crying. He got up and then like kissed her awkwardly on the forehead and then pulled back and goes, yeah. Because he's German, actually. He goes, yeah. Oh. Like, I have given you a kiss on the forehead. Now you should be happy. Yeah?
We are done now.
Now is the time when I console you. Mwah. Yeah? Happy?
So then there's like snappy music. And she's like, you know what? I don't have a clear plan as to who I am. But you can't put a relationship into an Excel file.
Wanna bet. So then now it's 4 hours until the Maison Firestone event. And Anya's setting up and she's got all this stuff going on, like lots of usual setup stuff. And there's like a florist assembling bouquets and there's art from the Dali Museum. And she's talking about how like people have to pay, the brands have to pay a fee because she's sort of like connecting brands with customers. Just sort of talking a lot about the Maison Firestone event. To be honest, I'm sort of ready for the Maison Firestone event to be over.
Yes. And she's like, where's the urchin-inspired vase? So she's got fruit and she's got candles that look like fruit. And so I'm just like, do you want to cut the fruit?
Yeah.
The candle fruit?
No, the fruit fruit.
And she goes, okay, this is very sexual. And she's like,
yeah, it is very sexual.
She goes, this one looks like an eggplant.
She's like, I feel so sorry for you if your eggplants are that small. Okay, now we've got bread candles, fruits, real fruits, fake fruits. Oh, God, where's the peppers? Oh, I need champagne at that table. I am having anxiety.
And Aja's like, well, we only have one bartender, so we shouldn't have two bars. And she's like,
I hope that Aja understands right now that this is not hosting her own party, but helping me host mine. And if I want an imaginary bartender, that is up to me.
It's very surrealist to have an imaginary bartender. So Aja's like going like, it's like she's sort of like rolling her eyes at Anya a lot. And then Aja's like, what's the like business version of a bridezilla? And this lady goes, Ibosa Beach. She's like, okay. And then my favorite part of this entire thing, which I don't know why we did not get more of this, is Aja suddenly is on the phone with who turns out to be the chef, Harrison. And we just hear him say, I don't know where I'm going and I don't know how to get there. Like, can we have more of this person, please?
No, she's like, okay, I'm sending a car. Just get here. Get here as close to 5 as possible, please. Go. I'm hanging up now. I like how she deals with them. So she's like, okay, well, I'll cut this fruit for you and I'll make it as sexual as possible.
She's like, yeah. Oh, God. And I like the half and the whole. Just not, oh, God, quarters.
I'm not just eating a quarter. Like, sorry.
Whoops.
Well, I see that Aja has taken the liberty to rearrange the table, and the creative curation of the tablescape has been based on archival images of Salvador Dali's different banquets. So I think she needs to leave the creative to me.
Losing her mind, basically.
Yeah, so people start coming. Some of the vendors start coming and stuff. And she was going to make this outfit for herself, like a very surrealistic Dali outfit, but she's running out of time, and so she's crying to Mathieu, and she's like, Mathieu, I'm not even dressed. And he's like, then change. But my outfit's not made. And he's like, okay, what can I do for you in the meantime? She's like, I don't know. And he's like, why don't I sit here and just keep looking down at my bare wrist like I have a watch until someone says, do you need a watch? And I say, no, do you?
And then I say, and someone says, what time is it? And I say, quarter past a freckle. Oh, kills every time. Good watch
time
humor.
Time to buy a watch. Luckily for you, I'm here. Let us go to the Hemingway. So she's like, oh my God, I have to get dressed. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so upset. And her little dog is following her. And then she just closes the door and the dog is left alone. And this poor dog just starts pacing back and forth like, oh my God, does anybody know where she went? This is insane. She was here right now and now she's not here anymore. There's just this big wooden thing in front of me. Does anybody know what happened to my mother?
I feel like no one is paying attention to the fact that my mother just disappeared into thin air. This is like an emergency right now. Someone call the police officers.
First it's fruit, then it's candle fruit. What is fruit? What is candle fruit? Does anyone know where my mother is?
I feel bad enough that I'm dressed like Salvador Dali. I'm a dog. I'm like Salvador Doggy right now. And then my mother, where'd she go? I don't know what's happening right now. I'm terrified.
You don't know what it's like to live until you've been looked deeply into the eyes and called Salvador Dali. I can't. Where is my mother?
So now it's 10 minutes until the event, and Nadine gives Aja some earrings. She's like, these earrings can either say shut up or shut down, depending on your mood. And then Anya's basically like, I don't want anyone to see how stressed out I am, so therefore, I'm going to put a lobster in my hair.
Yeah, she basically put the lobster in. I like that Nadine's like, okay, well, yeah, you can either shut up or shut down. And Anya says that you're the person to wear the one that says shut up.
Jeez. I didn't get that part.
So she comes in and she's like, oh my God, this needs to be more surrealist. A lobster on my head. So Emily comes in and she's like, wow, look at that. This is so surrealist.
Emily looks like she's Blossom in mourning. She's got like the entire Blossom outfit, but it's all in black. She's like, I'm mourning the fact that I didn't put drapes up in time in my mom's hotel room.
Oh, don't worry, that's the season finale. Yeah. I love that they've built this all. The season finale is trying to figure out how to put drapes up.
How to put drapes. Like, and her entire family is flying across the country, like across the seas, to put up drapes for Sonia Raquel.
Everyone starts arriving and they're like laughing at the lobster on her head. And Nadja says, I'm mingling and there's Anya in this bird suit and a 6-foot lobster on her head. Cinderella who?
And then Victoria comes in and Victoria and Margot come in wearing like matching dresses. And Victoria's like, I die over this lighting. I can't.
They're in these like short disco dresses and then they've got their hair pulled back in the same braid. And I'll just like, well, if it ain't Romy and Michelle, hit the opium den.
Yeah, I was like, is this surrealism or is this? I think they confused surrealism with avant-garde, and then they confused avant-garde with, I don't know, a dress they found. Like, it was didn't really feel like surrealism from them.
And Aja says, oh my God, these girls could not make it any clearer. The clique is still there. They're dressed exactly the same.
It's like, well, they're like best friends. I kind of agree with you. I mean, Victoria, I do feel like is the villain of this group. But at the same time, Victoria and Marco were just best friends and they had like a friendship predating the show. So I don't think it's that crazy.
I mean, I keep waiting for her to be the villain, but she's not. I mean, I think she's been nice. Is she obnoxious? Sure. You know, but she's been nice to everybody so far from what we've seen. I think it's the other girls who are turning and it's kind of cracking me up because you just never can tell, can you?
Well, I think that Victoria, it's on a show like this, you have to find villainy in the small subtleties. And I think that like Victoria's villainy comes from the fact that she just only talks about herself and doesn't ask questions about other people, and then is part of this exclusive section of the cast trip, and then comes dressed like someone else. So even though she and Margot are best friends, there's something I think insincere about her, and that's what passes for villainy on Real Girlfriends in Paris.
This is so surrealist. So they have these like wacky little eggs that are really candy. And so Anya goes, oh, did you girls have this egg? And Victoria goes, we finished it. This little tiny egg that they shared. So funny. So Emily goes over to Aja and she's like, and she's wearing this humongous hat. So she's trying to whisper, but she can't figure out how to do it. Like her hat just flops on Aja's face. And she's like, it's so nice they showed up like strippers. And then they start laughing about the other girls. And then Jenny comes in and she's like, what is this lipstick? What is this? Is this lipstick?
Is this something you wear on a date? I'm not familiar.
And Margo's like, yeah, it's this place that, like, when you go there, they custom make lipstick for you, and then they put your initials on the leather. Oh, my God. You know what? I love this lipstick so much. I'm going to leave my empire to it since I really have nobody else. So, thanks for having me.
Hey, has Victoria insisted on putting a button on this lipstick yet? Because that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
And Emily just passes the boob cookies and goes, is that a boob?
No, it's a picture of Dolly's face. So
it ends, and Anya's happy now because it went really well. She gives a speech, and she's like,
everyone, I would like to thank everyone from the vendors, the bartenders at the Hemingway, the carpet cleaners at the Hemingway, just the Hemingway in general. I'd love it if everyone went to a GoFundMe so I could get married at the Ritz. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Oh, and Aja. Aja, you too. Thank you, Aja.
Oh, and by the way, everything's on sale. And she says, I know I'm good at what I do. It's not a matter of if I'm going to be successful, but when.
So I want to know, did anyone actually buy anything at this event? That's my question.
I don't know, but at one point she was like, I could make money doing this. I mean, so far there's been interest in two pieces of jewelry and a Dali. So I guess, yeah, I mean, I guess if you get enough rich people to come to these things, yeah, you could make some money. All it takes is one Dali to be sold and you've
made that's what I was going to say. The Dali is a lot. I mean, you know, I mean, I feel like Anya is actually very smart and very capable, and I could see her having a career in this sort of area. The question is whether or not her concept works. I'm just curious, but I guess we'll find out next week.
Well, it could always lead to other things, you know? Somebody could be like, oh my God, this party is beautiful. You should come design this party for me. And then you become a fabulous party designer. Yeah,
One minute you're throwing a party for dollies. Next minute you're throwing a party for Pokey. There's a place next door. Anyone want to go now? Next week is the
season.
Thank
you for having me to your party. I'll take that dildo on your head.
It's a lobster. Mm-hmm, like I said, the dildo.
That brings us to the end of Real Girlfriends.
Thank you all for being here. Next week is the season finale. So as you said, the grand culmination of can drapes be put up in a day?
The previews are so funny. Victoria, the mom, is like, all right, we got your brothers here. I was like, did you really get the brothers on an international flight to Paris to come try and help hang fucking drapes? Come on.
Rather than like hire some local people, as her mom said last week, her mom's like, well, you got to figure it out. You got to call people there in Paris. This week, hi, I'm here. I'm Victoria. I'm here to hang some drapes. Well, I'm here more to point at people to hang drapes.
Oh, so good.
So funny. Yeah, but the drapes fall. That's the thing. The preview, the big cliffhanger is they're putting up the drapes and then one falls down and Emily's like, oh, no.
Spoiler alert.
But also we see that the girls come together to have to hash everything out, and Victoria loses her mind. She's like, I'm trying to be a best friend. I'm like the best friend of you. How am I a best friend of you? It's so good.
Yes. Victoria and Margot find out that the other girls really don't like them. Dun, dun, dun.
So good. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for being here for the Chloe Collette fashion show. Can't wait for next week for the debut of some finalized slip dresses and some drapes. We'll be back later this week with Beverly Hills and Salt Lake City. So all that good stuff. Stay tuned, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo,
Karen McMurdo.
She's a good hobby. It's Lauren Hobgood.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says. It's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.